We start this week's edition with news from Heathfield and District, generously sponsored by Melina Joy Opticians.
Roger Daltrey from Burwash is set to take part in The Who's last tour. He appears at Dreamland Margate, and following that, The Who are at Amerette Bank Arena in Sunrise, Florida on August the 16th, then touring. Daltrey, 81, was made a Knight Bachelor in the Birthday Honours for services to charity and music in June 2005. At the time, he said, "It's weird, but it's great for the charity, so I accept it on behalf of all the unsung heroes who have helped me with it. It will open doors." Since 2000, Daltrey has been staging annual fundraising concerts at the Royal Albert Hall for the Teenage Cancer Trust, which was set up in 1990 to provide specialist units for young people suffering from cancer. Interviewed in Saturday's Times, he explains, "It's a weird club to be a part of, and I'm not entirely comfortable with it. Still, I'm not going to be here much longer. If I live another 10 years, it will be way past anyone in my family, and it's important for the Teenage Cancer Trust to continue. We were seeing teenagers put in wards alongside two-year-olds or geriatrics, and the isolation was devastating. The environment of someone suffering from a serious illness is every bit as important as a good drug." He went on, "This is the last time you will see me on tour. It's grueling. In the days when I was singing Who songs for 3 hours a night, 6 nights a week, I was working harder than most footballers. A current problem is his hearing, possibly worsened since contracting meningitis 9 years ago. He thinks he destroyed his hearing even before he joined the band, while working in a sheet metal factory in Acton when he was 16. Talking about performing as he enters his 9th decade, he said, "Never, never retire. You'll be dead in 3 years. Daytime TV will kill you." Asked what is his most lethal program, he replied, "Cash in the attic." The Eternal Rocker has his contemplative side as well. He owns Lakedown, a large rural estate with a chain of trout fishing lakes. He also has a brewery and taproom run by his son and son-in-law in Swife Lane, Burwash, which is open to the public. You'll often see the family sampling a Lakedown beer or two at the waterside.
Hundreds of dogs made their way to Five Ashes Village Hall for the Horticultural Society summer show. They were there in particular for the Fun Dog Show, where hounds, mutts, and well-bred aristocrats of the canine world strutted their stuff before discerning judges. Classes were almost overfilled, with over 20 taking part in the Most Appealing Eyes contest, placing judges in the difficult position of having to choose between a golden retriever, a Jack Russell, and lots in between. The show itself attracted visitors from as far afield as Tunbridge Wells and Eastbourne, with a wide variety of stalls and attractions. The season's fate favourite, Hook a Duck, run by the Buckstead Bonfire Society, sponsors of the whole show, took pride of place. Children were lured into what first looked like the easiest skill in the world, and later found out it was not so simple. Funds raised were being split between Hospice in the Weald and the Horticultural Society. So Inspired from Mayfield, top local spot for everything to do with creativity, took the opportunity to show off their £1 bags containing everything you need to knit or crochet. Perfect for the child in your life already bored with being urged to get outside. They were also asking people to create a knitted or crocheted blanket square, which will be sewn into a full-scale blanket together with dozens of others. Wellbrook Honeys, beeswax and assorted bee products were being snapped up. These are made by industrious bees not 100 metres away from the showground, so guaranteed to keep locals hay fever free all summer. A popular stall was ably manned and ably womaned by Sandra and Richard Hill on behalf of the Kit Wilson Trust for Animal Welfare. This charity was founded by Catherine Wilson exactly 50 years ago and operates from its own animal rescue centre in Hadlow Down. Meanwhile, in the hall itself, flowers, fruit and vegetables were lined up for the judges' inspection. Formidable examples of squashes and pumpkins proved the spring heatwave delivered a perfect growing environment. When he first came to England, and before he was famous, Raymond Blanc was shocked to find competitions for the burliest marrows, pumpkins and other squashy vegetables, so he immediately started a class for the smallest. No fear of that in Five Ashes, where huge examples vied for space on the bench. Overall, it was a brilliant day for growers, children, dogs and their owners. The whole event set to music from Wealden Brass.
La Marche 2025. Bank Holiday Monday, August the 25th. It opens at 10 a.m. and closes at 4 p.m. Heathfield's famous Anglo-French market is taking place, as it has done, for the past 28 years. It's the longest-running Anglo-French market in the southeast. This fantastic all-day event draws visitors into the town from far and wide, so everyone is invited to go along. You will not be disappointed. Whether it is your first visit or your 10th, it's all free. There will be free entertainment, free park and ride, and a free programme of events. Station Road and Station Approach will be closed to traffic all day to allow the extravaganza to take place. A full musical entertainment programme is planned to suit all ages and tastes, together with the market of around 80 stalls. French and British selling mouth-watering goodies such as bakery, pâtés, cheeses, smoked garlic, paella and crepe. There are also French soaps and accessories, as well as a full cohort of the best Sussex food producers. More and more high street shops are opening.
From Wandhurst contributor Colette Duke. Celebrations were in full swing at Wadhurst Manor Care Home in Wadhurst this week, as we celebrated an incredible milestone, the 100th birthday of our beloved resident Bobby. Surrounded by her loved ones and her care home family, Bobby was all smiles as we marked a century of wisdom, laughter and unforgettable stories. Champagne and a fabulous birthday cake were followed by a congratulatory sing-along at this happy party. Bobby was pleased and proud to receive a telegram photo card from the King and Queen in recognition of her landmark birthday, after an initial slight confusion when she whispered to her daughter, "Do I know these people? Please thank them for the card and tell them I'm sorry they couldn't come in person." As a long-time member of the Wadhurst Care Home family, Bobby loves to join in the varied activities. During her centennial birthday week, she particularly enjoyed the visit from Fisherwood Farm Pygmy Goats, making firm friends with Margot, a little black and white cutie. The care home staff were all delighted to be celebrating with Bobby's daughters and extended family as she reached this remarkable milestone. Our varied life enrichment program keeps residents active into their centenaries and provides a daily choice of engaging physical, mental and spiritual activities tailored to residents' interests and abilities.
Nusrat Ghani, MP for Sussex Weald, was pleased to welcome students from the Mount Camp Hill community to Westminster for a tour of the Houses of Parliament and a question and answer session. The Mount Camp Hill community based in Wadhurst provides craft-based residential education for young adults aged 16 to 25 with learning disabilities in a respectful community environment. After an informative tour of the Palace of Westminster and an interactive session on political processes organised by the Parliamentary Education Centre, the group scrutinised the life of MPs and posed insightful questions to Nusrat about her everyday duties as a Member of Parliament and learned about her work on local issues. Nusrat Ghani said, "The Mount Camphill community is a fantastic asset to Wadhurst and Sussex Weald, helping students gain greater independence, create friendships, and equipping them with skills to help them engage in the community outside college life. I'm always pleased to catch up with them, and it was lovely to welcome them here to Westminster for a first-hand experience of our democracy."
A local care home is through to the final stages of the Community Awards, hosted by Ashdown Radio. Lidford's care home has been selected for their achievements in providing a high quality of care for the local area. The prestigious Community Awards are organised by Ashdown Radio. The awards aim to bring more attention to people and companies in the local community so that they are all recognised for their hard work. Anthony Butler, General Manager of Lidford's Care Home, said, "This award celebrates individuals who have demonstrated outstanding excellence in their work, and the staff at Lidford's could not be more dedicated to top quality care. We are all so proud of the team for reaching this stage in the competition and hope that we go all the way." The award ceremony will be held at the East Sussex National on Friday, the 26th of September. And that brings us to the end of the news for Heathfield and District.